Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right. Hey, folks, welcome to Racer Radio. This segment is brought to you by Hot Rods and Custom Stuff, 2324 Auto Parkway in Escondido. Go to Hot Rods Custom Stuff. .com for all your hot rod needs. And if you're into hot rods and race cars and you've got carburation or fuel injection issues, Stan the Man is who you need to talk to. He's got an engine that he puts all his carburetors and fuel injectors on so that he knows when he hands them to you, especially if you're a racer or a car collector or restorer. All you have to do is just send them to him. He'll do the trick and send them back. San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection, 6622 University Avenue. Go to sdcarb.com, sdcarb.com. All right, hey, we got Holly Henry on the line and her lovely husband, Royce. How you doing, guys?
Hi.
Howdy.
Okay, where are you guys traveling from now?
Well, we just had some lunch down where they have the El Cajon car show over at the cafe there in El Cajon.
Oh.
And now we're going to Spirit Halloween, I guess, because Holly says there's a whole bunch of checkered stuff going on there.
Oh, well, heaven forbid.
Well, you got to get in on that action, right? You
got
to.
I know. I've got 5 minutes to spare, and I'm going to go check it out. So, but, yeah, we raced at Verona last night, and then we did Cocopa's opening day the weekend before. And so, you know, we're always racing, always going, so we had a lot go on since I talked to you guys the last time.
So tell us a little bit about, first off, about Cocopa.
I love Cocopa. I love the people. I love the facility. So they kicked off their season again. The kids' track opened. Charlie Carty was down there. Mike Singh was down there. Both of those guys won. We had a lot of the Verona guys. We had some new cars, too, from Arizona for the kids' track come out, which was really cool to see, you know, their dad's race, and they put some cars together, so they were racing the kids, which is awesome. And then the big cars obviously ran. It was a great night. It was great to be back out there. And then they did their championship trophies, too, for the guys that won the championship from the season before. So it was a big night. It was really cool. A lot of racing.
So how'd Verona go last night?
Oh, that was an interesting night.
We know what that means.
Well, put it this way. We have the car we race as an IMCA modified, so you have to have a spec body, you know, and follow a set of rules. And we asked a week ago if it was going to be an open competition night. We got a response that says no. So on the way up to Ramona to pick up the car from Art Norris's at about noon, we get a text saying, oh, it is an open competition night. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, man. So I can only expect what these guys are going to be coming out with.
Mm-hmm.
So we get up to Mark's. We get some aluminum. We build an 8-inch spoiler on the back and then build a sideboard like you see on sprint cars.
In 30 minutes.
In 30 minutes?
Oh, yeah. Royce can make anything. And, like, you just give him 30 minutes. It's pretty. I should have taped it and did it all like it.
Yeah.
Sure. Jeez Louise.
Wow, so fabricator to the stars, yeah. Here.
It was an open comp night, so I had to do whatever I could do, and I showed up, and some guys are on different tires, and some guys have sprint car wings on their modifieds. I'm like, oh, my God. So we ended up winning our heat race and then battling out with Matt Hicks. Maine, we were in the lead for a few laps, and then Mike Corning got by us, and he ended up taking the win, and we got second, and then Matt Hicks got third. But, the adding on the panels was a big difference as far as how the wind affects the car on track with downforce and side force.
Interesting. Is that something, well, you'll just keep those in the garage until such time as you need them again?
Yeah, just two bolts and some rivets and take everything off. And,
right.
Yeah. You know, when we go to do it again, it was just kind of something to throw together to help out, you know. So.
Do they have a pretty good car count?
I think we only had about 11 or 12 last night.
Yeah, we've got one more race left at Verona, and then they're going to wrap up the season. So the 21st is their last race, and then we'll be racing Cocopa this coming weekend, and then we'll be there from then on out.
Okay.
They've got one more race left, it's not going to be open comp, so it will be traditional IMCA specs. But yeah, it was a fun night. So we did well. We're good with it.
Yeah, well, that's the main thing. I mean, because the more you practice and the more you drive, the better you get, whether you're in the pits or not.
Podium finish.
Yeah.
Definitely different. Definitely different bolting all that stuff onto the car. It's almost like I had to start relying on the aero of the car, kind of like when I did open wheel, Volvo cars, the 3000 stuff. So you can kind of drive the car differently and rely on that aero grip. And even though it was only a 2-foot-tall by 4-foot panel, you can definitely feel the force of it. You know, even going 60-70 miles per hour, it's huge.
How did it feel when you went up against other cars? Did you get any buffeting?
No, nothing like that. Everything was pretty solid on there. We had to actually lay the spoiler back that we put on the back about down to 45 degrees because we had it pretty upright, and it was just planting the rear end a little too hard not letting the steer going in and through the center of the corner. So we laid it back and just went with it.
Cool. All right, talk about the people to get you to the track.
Well, we got Mark Norris that preps that car every single race, and you know, all the guys there, so we can make this thing all happen. We've got Maxima oils and everything from the rear end, the stuff we clean the car with, and heck, even the grease in it. We got a Line X over at El Cajon that helps us out with all of our coatings.
And Chris Compton at CPT Racing, Mike Pridgen, MPRE, he helps us out. Ron Leslie's always there for us, and Laren Coring, our buddy, so longtime friends with those guys. They help us out.
Well, it's important we bring, and don't forget Shake and Bake, because if you don't bring that up, you're going to be in so much trouble.
Yeah, they're awesome. And then we've got Coastal Creative that does all the wraps too. And we've needed more wraps than we planned on this season.
We've got a body panel supplier and a wrap supplier, so I can, you know, use those panels up if I need to and not have to worry about it so much, so.
Now
that's smart, man. You always get the people to support you that can support you the best.
Right.
Now that's awesome.
I actually had a Shake and Bake. We're up at the ranch with my mother-in-law this weekend, so I actually had an honorary trophy girl, Brian Fitzgibbon's daughter. He rides the street stocks.
Yeah.
He did the kids' trophies with me, so it was super cute. And then she helped me hand out flags on opening day at Cocopah, too. So she's just a big, you know, her family races, and she's just an up-and-coming little race fan. So anytime I can bring somebody on board with that, it feels so good to see all the kids get excited and get to be a part of it. So that was really cute. So she actually did the kids' trophies with me last night.
Did you give her a little checkered outfit?
Yeah, sure did. she had a little checkered vest and her checkered ribbon on. So those pictures will be coming up soon. And then she's going to be, she's actually really good friends with Shake and Bake. So she's going to be helping us this season at Cocopah, too. So whenever I need, some extra little hands, I've got them there for me. So
How do people follow you guys?
We're on Facebook. So we've got a Rolls Royce's racing page. We've obviously got the Henry's Trailers, Henry Trailer Mobile Repairs page, too. And then I'm on there, Holly Henry. And Cocopah Speedway just put up a really awesome, you guys should check it out, put up an awesome interview with me. And we're talking about racing and why we do it and, you know, what keeps us inspired to keep going.
Sweet.
So that video's up there. I just shot a lot of stuff with them, too. So there's a lot of cool interviews coming out. And then, obviously, if you guys ever need any questions about trailers, follow us on Henry's Trailers and Mobile Repairs.
That's right. The only thing we can say, folks, is lube your wheel bearings. Lube your wheel bearings. Lube your wheel bearings. Yes.
Grease those puppies, but not too much that you blow your seals.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you're gonna be a little overzealous.
Hey, I still remember. I still do my wheel bearings by putting a gob of grease in the palm of my hand and pushing it in from the backside out. You know what I'm talking about, Royce?
That's what we do.
Yeah,
that's the only way to do it. All right, guys, you have fun, and we'll talk to you down the road. Be safe, folks. These guys are great. Follow them on Facebook. All right, kiddo, we're going to let you go. Hey, we're going to have to take a small break. We're right here on Racer Radio. When we come back, Brittany should be calling in, and she's going to give us an update on what's going on at Barona Speedway. So stay tuned.
AM 1170, The Answer. KCBQ.
All right, we're back. down the hall. So I'm going to intro this first segment here from Barona Circle Track. That's our sponsor. They are at 1750 Wildcat Canyon Road in Lakeside. And they are just wrapping up their season. But if you would like to get info on their schedule and what's happening next weekend, go to baronaspeedway.com. And by the way, we are AM 1170, The Answer. And on the line, we have Brittany Sandoval. Brittany, are you there?
Hi, Michelle. I sure am. How are you?
Good. Good afternoon. How are you?
Right on. Life is good.
And are you still teaching?
I am teaching. I am, but I got to spend the day at the track yesterday with my race car and my family and my friends.
All right.
So life is great. Yeah.
Best way to spend the weekend, still isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And how did you do?
Well, good. Yeah, all was well. Last race actually was my best finish with fifth, but I'm happy with eighth. And I'm happy that I wasn't towed off, so that's always good. That makes my crew chief happy, if I can always drive off the track. But yeah, it was good. I learned a lot. I mean, I'm still learning. And yesterday, something else was thrown at me that I need to figure out how to read the track before I ever get on it.
You do?
Yeah, so that's a new thing for me now, studying the track conditions before I get there.
Oh. Have you ever thought about renting the track for a day just to put yourself out there, maybe with maybe have the dwarf group just kind of rent the track and then just spend all day out there?
Yeah, especially when I first got into this, for sure. But I ended up, they open it the night before we race. Every Friday before we race, it's open. There's only a few of us out there. So it's like I could go out and do 50 laps until my arms can't turn that steering wheel anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we're lucky to be able to do that. But just I got onto the track for my heat race, and it was so different than our hot laps. So I went to talk to Paul, my coach, and I go, gosh, I didn't expect it to be such a heavy track because it was so loose during the hot laps. And he goes, well, how many times did you look at the track before the heat race? And that shut me up real quick, and I learned.
Because
I should have gone over there to see that they watered it just before the mods went on, which I had not anticipated. And so if I just walked my tail over there, I would have seen that. So then they said, you got to look at the track. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm looking for. And so they started to tell me what to look for. So, I mean, I literally learn something every time I'm out there. And yesterday it happened to be track conditions, make sure I get over there more often, and what to look at.
Mm-hmm.
So, learning from those seasoned pros.
Yep. Well,
you've only been racing how long?
This is my third season.
Yeah, so come on. I mean, we can't expect you to be Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Plus, it's not like you're a full-time racer or something. I mean, you actually have a career.
And I didn't grow up around the track, I started racing at age 42. But I love it. I love that I'm learning something every day.
Well,
all right, what are you doing with your phone? Because sometimes you get weird and then you sound great.
Oh, I'm just sitting here. I am weird.
But now that sounds perfect, whatever you're doing. You must be moving your head around.
Oh, okay. I will not move my head.
Are you working on the race car?
I was. I have taken a break.
Thank you very much.
And I am here with the results.
All right.
Let's hear them, girl.
Yeah. So Brandon Justina, he was our announcer. He filled in for Dirt Dude, who says hi to both of you.
Good.
And he's sitting it right in. He's doing a good job from what I can hear. Let's see here. We're going to start with the Mini Dwarf Sportsman Division. Congratulations to Charlie again. He won. Charlie is in the number one car, and he won his 11th main event win. When I called him last time, he had won. So that kid's on fire. Congratulations. They had six Mini Dwarfs show up for that division. And then for our junior sprints, there were 10 drivers. And so as of the last race, the number 38 Michael Singh had 5 main event wins.
Wow.
And the number 88 had Caden McCone. He had 4 main events. Well, guess what? Caden came in and tied it up. So each of them sits with 5 main event wins.
Wow.
I thought that was interesting. Yeah. The next race, I looked it up, the next race, they have one more, but no points. So I think for the total points is going to be really, really close. They haven't done the final tally, so I'm not going to say anything. I have points in front of me, but I think if it's like the adults, they drop the worst race and that sort of stuff. But it's going to be a close one between the number 88 and the number 38 in our junior sprint. And then 11 Mini Dwarf Masters showed up. And it looked like Deegan in the number 84 is pretty much running away with this division. Deegan has 8 main event wins. But good old Lucas Vanderstay in the number 6 decided to show up and take the checkered flag last night. So congratulations to Lucas Vanderstay in the number 6 car. And, 11 in that division. So that's an earned win.
Brittany, what is it? What do you do to get to that particular division?
Yep, that's a good...
Uh-oh.
Did we lose her?
Hearing me?
There you are. You just came back. Where'd you go?
Your cell phone cut out.
What?
I know.
Okay. I'm going to go to the other end of my table. How's that?
Well, that probably works.
Maybe that's it. I don't know if it's necessarily an age thing or, hey, you've won so many.
Yes.
You've won so many, it's time for you. Because the sportsman, Charlie Carty, with his 11 main event wins, he's very young, maybe 6 or 7 years old. But I'm thinking there's talk about moving him already up to Masters next year. Because he's running away with the sportsman. But
my goodness.
Well, I'm sure if you go to BaronaSpeedway.com and look up, the different classes and qualifications, all that info should be there.
Oh, yes.
So who else?
On to the
who else ran?
We have the adults. Yeah, we had 13 street stocks come up to Barona last night. And Brian Brown, once again, in the number 28, Tacoma's 7th main event win. So he's a really smooth driver. He's also the one that caught my attention with his hashtag powered by Dee Dee. You remember Dee Dee calling in last Sunday?
Yeah, sure.
Event was this morning. That's why I'm a little slow right now, because I was the last division to run last night, and I was up before the sun this morning, getting ready for that walk with Purple Stride.
So oh, my
I'm running
goodness.
On a couple cylinders.
and low fumes, yes.
Yeah, I'm running on fumes.
Well, you're doing fine.
And then another one is a street stock, just a shout out. Dan Paquette, he owns San Diego Barnes and Steel Buildings. He's sponsored my car for the last 2 years. He got in a car. He drove in the street stock as well as a rookie, first time out on the dirt. And he was able to finish, and he didn't spin out. So I was really proud of him for that. That was fun to watch.
All right.
And then we had 6 super stocks show up. And congratulations to Steve Warsell in the number 95. He took home his 5th main event win. So that guy knows what he's doing out there.
Number 95. Mm-hmm. Lightning McQueen. Lightning McQueen's number. I love it.
That's awesome. Good job on that one, Michelle. And then we had 4 pro ponies, and congratulations to Dennis Taylor II on his 8th main event win last night in the pro pony division. And I noticed again, last time I called in with results, the stock ponies, still a pretty even match between 4 drivers. Tommy Crow in the 44 has 3 main event wins, and he got his 3rd one last night. Michael Thing, number 38, has 2. 48, Mark Barlow has 2 main event wins. And Eric Brett in the 46 has 4 main event wins. So it's still pretty even. And the final race, October 21st, is double points. So I would say that is going to be some serious racing.
Yeah.
So how many divisions are going to finalize on that date?
Most of the adult divisions, dwarf, we finalized last night. We had our final with double points because October 21st, we're going to do an open comp, run what you brung. And I'm thinking why didn't you ask the Henrys if modified is done or not? I can't keep track because they're like, IMC. Now we're not IMC. Now we're open
top. I've got
now
a
we're
schedule. Not open top. I've got it here. No fears. Okay. Unlimited figure eights. What?
No. I think that's the old schedule. I think that kind of didn't work out. They, you know, you try things and not everything works out.
Well, hopefully that's off their website by now. Okay. So IMCA modified street stocks, pure stocks, pony stocks, and dwarf cars open comp. That's what it says.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So with our open comp, we're done.
Yeah. And then the banquet is January 13th, which is cool.
Yes. We've got that.
All right.
I have two more divisions here. Pure Stock. They had 16 cars show up.
Wow.
Which is pretty big for them. Yeah. So let's see. Congratulations to Dave of the Evangelo in the 28. His first main event win last night.
Oh, that's got to be fun for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
To get one.
Big pile up, though. Oh, my. So by then, the dwarfs were in staging. We're pulled down. We're tight. We're getting ready. We're getting our game face. We're mm-hmm. eating rusty nails. And then the red light comes out. And huge pile up. I think what I heard, rumor is they were trying to come three wide out of turn four.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a massive pile up. I think four cars got towed off. Lynn, and the number five, she is a steady driver. She's always up there in the top three or four. I'm sad to see her get towed off.
Oh.
And the number, I think the number 26, it is smashed up.
Oh, no.
So that was a bummer to see. Yeah, it was really damaged. Oh. But congratulations to Dave and the number 28 with his win. And then finally, the dwarf cars, which we only had 14. We usually run really big, but I'm okay with no B names.
Right.
That makes for an extra long day for me. But Ryan O'Connor got his second main event win, which is awesome. We pit next to each other. We have been for the last couple of years.
Oh, so he's your pit bro.
Help.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the pit bros. And he's been working hard all season long. And I think he wrapped up second in our division. I guess I can help be talking about that, but he's really happy. And if your listeners want to watch a good race, go to YouTube. For any of them, you just go to YouTube, type in Verona Speedway, and then whatever division you want, I suggest typing Dwarf, and then the date, 10/7/2017. That race was awesome between Ryan in the 91 and John Isabella in the 12. It is, and then even following up with Darren Brent in the 99 and Bobby Brown in the 22.
Uh-huh.
There was a point where I got in a pile up and I asked my boyfriend, hey, did you see how that whole thing started? Like, who kind of did? And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. There was too much good action in the front.
He is so dead.
Well, no, I went and watched the video. I remember hearing in my earpiece, by a bumper, the number 91 got it. Yeah, so it was a really good race.
Oh, my gosh. So, we'll check it out on YouTube. Yeah.
That's the kind we like.
YouTube.
All right. Hey, Brittany, thank you very, very much for calling in. We sure appreciate it. And when's the last race?
October 21st.
October 21st. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll have to keep our eyes open.
Yeah, we'll have to try to make it.
Yes.
Thanks, Brittany. Yeah.
All right,
my
kiddo.
My pleasure. You too. Take care.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day. All right. We're going to take a small break. When we come back, Scott Delosio is on the line. He's going to chat with us right here on AM 1170. The Answer. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
And this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Boy, I tell you what, series coming to an end, folks. You got to get out there before it comes to an end because all the excitement is right around the corner. 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Go to parisautospeedway.com for more information on the event. Right now we got Scott Delosio on the line. He is the illustrious announcer at Paris Auto Speedway. How you doing, bud?
Good. I don't know about illustrious, though.
I looked it up.
How about infamous?
Oh, infamous. Okay, I like that
he
word, too.
He probably likes that.
Yeah, he probably likes that one better. So what's kicking, brother?
We're out here at the fair today, final day of the Southern California Fair, and we had one demo cross just ended about an hour ago, and waiting for the second show tonight at 6:30. So anybody in the Paris area, come on in. Your ticket to the fair gets you into the demo cross free. And actually, even as exciting as a demo cross, Metalachi is here. The heavy metal mariachi band.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
If you don't
kidding.
Know who they are, just look them up on YouTube. They are crazy.
I've heard.
I bet they do a pretty mean, what do you call it? La Cucaracha.
Well, you know what? Most of their music I've seen the videos of, they do it's a takeoff. Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train, Hot for Teacher from Van Halen. It's metal. It's heavy metal, famous heavy metal mixed with mariachi.
No really, way.
With comedy on top of everything else. They're really funny guys.
Ah, that sounds awesome.
That does.
Yeah,
check, check them out on YouTube.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so you did have some racing today. You didn't have anything last night, though, did you?
Yeah, we had the AFT flat track final here, their last race of 18 for the year.
How'd that turn out?
Yeah, a huge crowd was here. The fairgrounds was packed. The grandstands at the racetrack were packed. The racing was good. It's the first, as we talked about before, first time there's been a national half mile back here in Southern California since 2014. And the first one on a racetrack, not a horse track, first one on a racetrack since 1990 at Ascot, and the place was packed. And Jared Mees, the champion for the series this year, he had the title sewed up when he got here. He won the main event, and I want to say it was his 10th of the year. I could be wrong on that. Don't quote me on that.
Wow.
Which is a new series record.
Jeez. What was he riding?
Riding an Indian. Indians dominated that series this year.
I know. I knew you were going to say that. That's just absolutely amazing. And
He put a big hurting on him once he got out front. Well, he got the lead at the start, I should say. He was at one point nearly a full straightaway ahead.
Nope.
And then he kind of, the last few laps, he kind of started to take it easy at such a lead. He was 3 seconds ahead. If you're not a racing fan, 3 seconds doesn't sound like anything.
Oh,
if
no.
you are a racing fan,
yeah.
you know 3 seconds is a big
huge
eternity on a racetrack.
Huge
yeah.
lead, yeah.
Wow.
So by a whole lap he was ahead?
No. By 3/4 of a straightaway.
Oh, well, still.
That's a long ways.
That's killing it.
Yeah. He had it underhand. You know, the last 3-4 laps, he kind of wanted to make sure he was going to ride at home, and he won by probably a second, which is still quite a distance.
But, yeah, that's fun to watch, too, because, you know, somebody's got to challenge him for the second place.
And rumor has it, I'm pretty sure but Don was sitting next to me, I could confirm for sure. The Oval Nationals coming up in November. Yamaha's put a new car together. It looks like a dirt modified, the IMCA runs. And they're going to have those out here the first time a demonstration race during the Oval Nationals. And rumor has it Jared Mees is going to be back out here driving one of those, along with some other fairly famous guys from motocross and some sprint car drivers, too. Just a demonstration during the Oval Nationals on the final night.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, Yamaha came in and changed the karting world back in the 70s. I wonder if they're going to do the same thing for this.
Yeah, you know, I think they're trying. They've been developing the car. They've been out here testing it here almost exclusively for well over a year. And it was a top secret deal, you know. Don couldn't even take a picture of the car. They were renting the track quite a bit, but they just said, you know, nobody can see it. Nobody can take pictures of it. And pictures of it are out now, and anybody who wants to see, that's another thing. I think you can go on their website and check it out, type in Yamaha Dirt Car, or probably on YouTube. There might be some on there as well. I know they ran some demonstration or some type of school with them back in Nebraska about a month ago. But I think this is the big unveiling coming out here during the Oval Nationals.
So that's an exclusive debut at Paris Raceway.
You got it. No, Paris Auto Speedway.
I mean, oh, yes.
Because you know why I say that? There is actually a Paris Raceway 8 miles from here. That
really?
Is a motocross in a little oval track for flat track racing.
Wow.
Okay, I just pulled up a picture of this Yamaha dirt car. That's as trippy as anything.
Wow, that's wild, Scott.
Scott,
look at those
really
wheels
cool.
on that thing. They're huge.
Well,
yeah.
The guy looks teeny weeny who's sitting in the driver's seat there.
Well, I'm telling you what, I'm seeing one picture of a car that's white in color, and it's at Paris Auto Speedway, I can tell.
Yeah. Here we go. Yama prototype. Dirt track racer.
Oh, yeah, she's playing the video, of course.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, is that, and that's probably going to be, what, an entry-level spec class?
Oh, that's great.
You know, I don't think it's going to be entry-level. It's going to be a spec class, I do believe. As far as entry-level, you know, I think of entry-level, I think like of a Hornet or a Sport Compact.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cheap. I don't think these are going to be quite that cost effective.
Gotcha. Looks like fun, though.
Oh, no. I think it is going to be an entry level type race car as far as progressing to, you know, like an IMCA modified or something like that.
Right. It almost looks like they took a Polaris Razor and slammed it.
Yep.
You know, put in.
And with a roll cage.
And put a roll cage in it. That's what it looks like.
It looks like Brody Roa, too.
Looks like Brody Roa?
Yeah. Is that who is in the video? I think. In this this Yamaha
No,
YouTube.
I don't think Brody's driven any of those.
Okay. That's a guy who looks like him.
Sure
he wants to.
He probably does. He'd like to race everything.
Yeah.
All right. So your season is ending when?
We end the Oval Nationals November 11th. We're here 2 weeks from last night with sprint cars, the last tune-up for the Oval Nationals. And then the week after that, it's the Champions Night for the stock cars. And we'll do I think we're doing a winter series this year, but talking to Don, unlike previous 2 years when we started in December, we're probably going to do two dates back-to-back, a Saturday and a Sunday, day shows in January, and then another two in February.
Right, right. Instead of trying to, you know, dodge Mother Nature.
Yeah, I mean, even through February, you got to do it, but, you know, December, a lot of people have other things to do. And Don, his stepdaughter's getting married in December as well. So he's got even more things to do in this year. Yeah. But, you know, Christmas shopping kicks in right after Thanksgiving. So,
right, exactly. So, yeah, and let's face it, you know, track could use a break.
Yeah, track could use a break. Oh, track really doesn't get a break. He says he's busier during the off season with everybody testing and practicing.
Yeah, renting
the
track.
The track is very, very busy where people, you know, we race Saturdays like three nights a month. But I would say there's probably stuff on this racetrack throughout the year, an average of three or four times a week.
At least.
Yeah, it's heavy. It's used a lot for, like I say, guys come out and practice and test. And also, you know, there's TV commercial shot out here, movie stuff every so often.
Well, guys like the Yamaha, you know, dirt car, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
They need a place.
They've been doing that for well over a year, getting this thing ready.
Isn't that funny? And nobody knew about it.
Yeah, it was top secret.
I mean, you could talk about it, but then they'd have to kill you.
Yeah, and I didn't think Scott. And I didn't think Scott could keep a secret. I'm impressed.
Well, it's just secrets about me. I keep real good. Everybody else, I'll blab.
Typical announcer. Typical announcer. So, all right. Well, it sounds like. I mean, have we got any real exciting climaxes coming up on the 11th?
The Oval Nationals? Yeah, you're going to have, you know, the CRA title still for grabs. Damian Gardner's built up a pretty good lead right now over Brody Roa. But they're still, you know, counting the Oval Nationals, a two-day race in Arizona, October 21st, six races to go.
Oh, so it's Brody not mathematically, it's not mathematically
not
Gardner's.
Mathematically, it won't be mathematically, if it is mathematically decided. It probably wouldn't be till the next to last night. But there's six races to go. A lot can change. I mean, Brody's been good all year long. Damien's been good. You know, they've each had a few ups and downs. So, you know, if a swing in fortune for both for Damien, Brody could close right back in. And besides Brody, Jake Swanson, who's on the show sometimes as well as Brody and Damien, he's not that far off either. He's right behind Brody. So there's three guys. And then the USAC national title, that is quite a bit closer. That's probably going to come down to the last night of the Oval Nationals.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, those guys are a lot tighter back there this year. There's two guys really close to each other, and a third one who's still within striking distance.
Okay. And then the Young Gun Series, was that won by Mayhew?
No, there's one race to go.
Oh.
That's October 21st. They still got a race, same with the senior sprints.
So that title's still up?
Hannah's got a lead. Your buddy Joel Rayborn, he blew his engine last time out.
Yeah.
And looked like he wasn't going to get it back. But I was told last night that there's a car, one of the cars, you know who Don Blair is?
Yeah.
Don Blair Speed Shop, who Don passed away around, say, 7 or 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. But it's a car he used to own. Is going to be made available to Joel for that last race.
All right. Wow, that's a sweet deal. That's a sweet deal.
Yeah, it's good for him. He's a good kid.
He really is a good kid. We haven't talked to him in a while. It doesn't seem like he's had much luck.
And Hannah's cool, too. In fact, I don't know if the guy ever called her, but I had a call asking about Hannah. Guy was considering putting her in a seat for the Turkey Night Grand Prix earlier this week. He was just asking what I thought of her getting in a race car for that. So that'd be cool. I don't know if she's ever even sat in a midget.
I'll bet she'll do just fine.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I'm going to let you get back to NFL.
Hell with that. We got a new guest for you next week. It's a Cadillac Cody Williams.
Oh, all right. Look forward to it. I know.
Yeah. He'll be calling in next Sunday.
Sweet. All right, buddy. Well, hey, have an enjoyable Sunday afternoon. It's always good talking to you. And folks, ParisAutoSpeedway.com. ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Bye, Scott.
Thanks, man. Come see us October.
We will. It's your birthday. What are you kidding me?
October 21st. Yeah. That's birthday.
All right,
that's
folks. Right. We're going to take a small break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio.
On AM 1170, The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net. Mention you heard it right here on KCBQ, and guess what? You will get a discount on a dyno pull. So if you're building a race car, then you definitely want to do that. Mm. All right, so
we have NASCAR. We're done with actually Formula One is still running, but IndyCar's done. And didn't you watch? You watched Xfinity yesterday, right?
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
And Alex Bowman was the winner of the Xfinity Series.
And you know what's interesting about
yesterday?
Alex Bowman? He hasn't raced all year.
Seriously?
Been out of a car. And the owner of that team passed away.
Uh huh.
Couple days ago, so he was racing for the owner, and wouldn't you know, that little rascal won.
Wow.
And he was awesome.
I got goosebumps.
Yeah, he rocked it yesterday.
Wow.
Boy, he really did. He did a phenomenal job.
Was he ahead the whole race?
No, he had to work for it, you know, and he had to come from behind the whole bit.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it was
gosh,
hopefully you folks have DVR'd it.
Yeah, I like the Xfinity series because
you
don't know who's going to win. It's a free-for-all so many times because they're young racers, and it's not like Formula One where is it Lewis Hamilton or Sebastian Vettel?
Right.
Okay, well.
Who did they decide it's going to be? Hamilton
right,
or
exactly.
Vettel?
I think they flip coins before the races sometimes. Yeah. But yeah, so once again, Formula One had Lewis Hamilton winning the pole for the Japanese Grand Prix, which I don't know what the result was because it wasn't broadcast on TV. Not today. I didn't see it in the listings. And then the other people on the podium yesterday were Brendan Gaughan.
What?
Gaughan?
Yeah, Brendan Gaughan. Brendan Gaughan is he couldn't be on the podium. He couldn't be on the podium.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading the wrong thing. I think he's one of the guys that was eliminated from the playoffs.
Are you ready for this?
Huh?
Are you sitting down?
Huh?
1 point.
Ay.
And he tried and tried and tried. And the guy that beat him was right in front of him. He couldn't get around him to save his life. Yeah, it was pretty. And, you know, I love him. He's a great guy. His folks, South Point Casino, they put a bucket load of money into NASCAR. They're really good to the NASCAR people.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, bro, he's kind of like a Danica Patrick. You know, he's always in the middle of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'd like to see him win like crazy because it's not like he doesn't have the backing. But yeah, so it was unfortunate. But
yeah,
you know, he was a trooper. He went over to the guy that beat him. I can't think of. Does it say who the person was in front of him?
It doesn't.
He patted him on the back and, you know, good. Yeah, because he's a good kid. I mean, and let's face it, he's got a racing career, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
How bad could it possibly be?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but that was quite a race last night. I really enjoyed enjoyed that one. That was a good one.
Yeah. Did Joey Logano run it? And
you know, they all ran today.
They ran today,
he didn't run last night.
All right. So today, the race just
ruin
wrapped
my day?
Up. Yeah.
I can already tell you. If anybody, wait a minute before you open your big mouth.
I don't have to say a thing.
Yes, you do. But if you're watching the NASCAR race, or if you have it, DVR.
Right. There were.
Turn it off.
There were crashes.
Or turn us off for a moment.
There were crashes.
Yeah, there were plenty of crashes, but Martin Truex took the win.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that to me is the sleeper of all drivers.
I agree.
Would have thought in a million years, Mark. And I'm not saying he can't drive, but once he hooked up with Furniture Row out of Denver, I might add. And you know, it's interesting. Kurt Busch was with Furniture Row. Couldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
And I think it has everything to do with a combination of driver, team, and team players.
Hmm.
You know, driver, owner, team players. I think that combination has to gel. And I think with Truex, I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, he's had a good season. He's done well.
I'll be surprised if he doesn't. I think he could get the championship, personally.
Wow.
If he plays his cards right.
Well, let's see. He's
how far ahead? Well, it's the first or second race of the chase, so.
Right.
I know they give him a certain amount of points to start with, but.
Yeah, the next one below him in the leaderboard is Kyle Larson, and he's up 29.
Yeah, so he's 29 points behind.
And then Kevin Harvick is 26, I think it says. Chase Elliott is up 15 or 16.
Truex has got a good lead, and if he stays consistent, he doesn't really even have to win any more races. He just has to stay consistent.
That's it. And the car has to run right. And
you can't make any mistakes. You can't mess up in the pits. You can't.
No. Oh, there was another really horrible pit thing today, too. There was a Jimmy Johnson screw up. It wasn't like, you know, anyone got hurt. It was just, you know, the pit crew didn't bring it.
Well, they weren't done when he left.
Yeah. And
but that's communication between the crew chief and
the
Jimmy,
driver. Yeah.
Because he don't go until they say go. So they weren't, there seemed to be quite a few little flares. It was funny. They were showing vintage NASCAR.
Oh, cool.
And I'm trying to think of was it Curtis Turner? But he was the jack man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was taking this jack and he had it by the end of the handle, this old style jack, those great big ones. And he would swing it and he hit this one of the NASCAR officials. Flipped him up over, landed him on his nose, and swung that. I mean, he literally just swung the jack all the way around and went right underneath and jacked the car up. That's when pit lanes had no speed limit.
Yeah.
I mean,
so it was different.
You could come in.
You can come in hot
as you wanted
and get out hot.
Yeah, it
was. Which is what they all want to do.
Yeah, it was not a good thing.
No.
But yeah, so the season is kind of creeping to the end, but some of the local tracks will still be out. Like Paris and Barona.
Yeah.
Mainly because of the weather. So, I mean, I'm sure we're going to be still, if you have to get your fix.
I mean, that's the thing. And I remember last winter, too, there were a lot of events going on at Paris throughout
crazy.
The winter. They
well,
still
like
use
said,
the track for all kinds of things.
That track is busier off season than it is on season.
Yeah.
NHRA is coming up to Pomona here in the next couple of
That's
November.
Right, in November. Sure. They'll have their finals.
So everything and all that is coming to fruition.
So
if you folks have suggestions for the show, or if you'd like to have a racer, you know, male or female, I don't care if it's a car, boat, motorcycle, bicycle that you'd like to get on air that you think has talent and could use a little bit of media coverage, we're more than happy to do it. All you have to do is go to Racer Radio and message us.
On Facebook,
On Facebook, and we'd be more than happy to accommodate. I can also, depending on the person, you know, hook you up with a local television segment. you know, on your team, your driver, and make sure your sponsors come down, because that's really what it's all about. The more you give back to your sponsors, you know, the better off it is. So you here next week?
Yeah.
Why am I thinking you're not? Aren't you leaving again? No.
I don't have any travel plans. I think you're the one leaving because you're going to go to SEMA, but that's still going to be able to get back. Yeah.
Well, you might end up going to SEMA too if we play our cards right.
We'll see.
I've got my Hyundai invite. Just waiting to see if I get my Chevy invite. So if I get the Chevy invite, I'll give you one of them.
Then you pitch it to me. Yeah.
I'll pitch you one of them. So what do you got coming up? You're driving the Volt?
Well, no. Actually, what I have coming up is the Chevy Equinox, which is their small SUV.
Right.
And I couldn't get it in the diesel. I had gone to the GM press event on promoting their Whisper Quiet diesel for the Equinox, but the contact didn't have that available yet, so I couldn't test drive the diesel. I really wanted to check that out, so I'm just getting the regular Equinox. And then after that, I'm lined up to get a Chevy Bolt.
Cool. And that'll be in the green show.
Yeah.
So, folks, you'll have to tune in. And if you want to follow us, you can go to Facebook.
Right. We have two Facebook pages, actually. One for Racer Radio and another one for You Ought to Know.
Okay.
And that's if you want to message us about cars issues relating to general automotive, that's the place to go.
Or sponsorship. Maybe you want to sponsor us at the Western States Racer Expo in January. Or it looks like we'll be down at the San Diego International Auto Show. And if you own a business and you'd like to throw some sponsor dollars our way, we'll give you a whole lot of coverage.
Yeah, we're going to try to do a remote there from the floor of the auto show. And then another one, actually February 24th and 25th, is Western States Racer Expo. And it's going to be at Fairplex at Pomona. And that'll be our second year of doing a remote from there. And we are looking for sponsors for our remote broadcast there as well. And we invite you to message us on You Ought to Know on the Facebook page and let us know if you are interested. And what we can do is not only have you call in and talk about your business, what you can provide for racers at Western States Racer Expo during that broadcast. We can also have you talk about, you know, how you would want us to promote you later on, or you can just simply let us do the talking.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Yeah, we can do that. All right. Hey, by the way, Gun Sports Radio coming up next. We got the whole crew in, Michael Schwartz, Lance Pelkey, Joe Hollywood, Holyfield, and myself. And we've also got a call in on from John Dillon, and he will be chatting about this new...
the law about bump stocks?
Yep.
So I knew it. Yep. The Senator Feinstein bill
yes.
that the NRA is saying that they are in favor of.
Yeah,
and it's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Let's get this passed.
I know.
Just my spin on it.
I think.
And I'm not even on the Gun Sports Radio show.
I know, but you're absolutely right. I mean, it's...
Come on.
Yeah, the problem is the media just doesn't get it. They don't even know what a BB gun is. You can tell by their reporting. But hey, check us out on Facebook. Check us out at either one of the pages. And other than that, we will talk to you down the road.
Yeah.
This is AM.
We will be here next week.
70, yeah. KCBQ.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Absolutely. All right, folks. Drive safe. Take care.
Happy trails.
And watch out for Miatas.
Hey, watch out for Mustangs. They're the lethal ones.
Until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.